My wife was one of the most generous people I've ever known. We never had a whole lot to spend on gifts, but somehow she usually found a way to give them. Over the years, God has blessed us with some friends who've been very generous with us. They've invited us to get away to their cabin or their cottage or their farm. And I can remember occasions where I've been all packed and ready to go and anxious to leave, and my wife hadn't come out yet. And I'd go back inside and I'd say, "Honey, what are you doing? You know where she is?" She's rummaging through her gift box or her gift closet. And she would say, "Wait a minute, honey, I'm looking for a gift." Well, sure enough, she almost always left a gift behind for those friends. She found something of hers that she could give. And I can't tell you how many times she did that for a dinner host or a sick friend or a new mom. She just left a gift in so many lives. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about leaving a trail of gifts. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Paul says to the Roman Christians, "I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong." Well, reminds me of my Karen. I want to be with you, and when I am, I'll leave you with a gift. Now, what kind of trail do you leave with the people you touch? It's exciting to live like Paul describes here, consciously asking as you're with a person, "Lord, what spiritual gift could I give him or her? How could I leave this person a little better off than they were before I was with them?" Whether you're on the phone or the internet with them or texting or you're in an appointment or whether it's a casual contact, whether you're on social media, it may be with your mate or your roommate or your son or your daughter, your parents. What kind of gift could I give them on this occasion? "I want to impart to you," he said, "some spiritual gift." See, too often we look at it the other way. What gift can they give me? We go looking to them for some attention or information or affection. What connection does this person have that I could use? What promotion could they give me? What money could they give me? Well, this doesn't talk about living for you to impart to me. It's about me imparting to you. Or maybe you too often impart a gripe instead of a gift. There are some people who just tend to drop bad news or some burden on everybody they meet. You walk away and they're like feeling down, suddenly heavier than before you were with them. Because Jesus lives in you, my friend. People should feel richer after they've been with you. Do they? What gift could you give them? A word of encouragement, maybe, or just put an arm around them and pray with them, if that would be appropriate right now? Or how about a testimony of how God is at work in your life right now that might help them see how He can work in theirs? Or maybe you could share with them, well, just something you're thankful for that God has done for you. A God sighting you've had today. Or maybe some good news about a friend instead of bad news. A verse that came alive for you recently. Maybe just give them a chance to laugh when it's been mostly tears. I know the gifts will differ with a person's need, but your mission, your attitude should always be, "What gift can I leave today?" I remember singing that song, "Make Me a Blessing to Someone Today." Well, you'll be a blessing if you approach folks as a giver and not a taker. I've watched the blessing a person can leave because she was always looking for a gift to give. Why don't you try that as a lifestyle? I think you'll like it, and they'll love it.